Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. How bad is traffic in Midtown Atlanta? I'm going to tell you how bad. I'm glad you wanted to know. Hey, guys, it's Mark Arum here. At 4:48 in the p.m. when I was in the WSB 24-hour traffic center, I went online and ordered Jimmy John's for the crew. 4:48 p.m. On a typical afternoon, they're freaky fast, right? Those sandwiches would have been here at 5:01 latest. It's 6:08 and the sandwiches still aren't here.
Dying.
That is how bad traffic is in Midtown Atlanta. Oh my goodness. We had the double whammy today. The president and the vice president both coming to town. Did it impact any of you guys? Low T, were you impacted at all?
Yeah. It took me over 2 hours to get here.
Wow.
I left at 1 o'clock. I live in Smyrna. I left at 1. I got here right at 3.
And what does it normally take?
Anywhere between 25 and 35 minutes.
All right. What about you, Deb Green?
I had to come in early, so I missed everything.
You missed everything?
Yeah.
Jason Byers filling in for Schlongoria. What about you, buddy? You coming out Snellville way, Loganville way.
Added maybe 10 minutes to my
That's
drive.
It. Okay, yeah.
It was smooth.
It took me 35 minutes to get here from my house. In the morning, before there's any traffic, it's 7 minutes. So it was pretty rough getting here.
I was going to say, in fairness, it would have only been an hour and a half, but I was... 2 cars away from being able to cross the bridge at Atlantic Station, yeah. And they shut the bridge off because the motorcade was coming.
Oh,
and so I had to sit there for a half hour.
That's awesome.
Before I could get in.
Couldn't
the
happen to a nicer guy.
I know, right?
By the way, why did Schlongoria leave early? Is he coming back? What's his deal?
He's
done.
Bounced.
All right, he's done. Out. Jason Byers filling in. So a big day in Atlanta. I can't remember, except for like a bad funeral, a funeral like Coretta Scott funeral.
Yeah.
Coretta Scott King. The last time we had the president and the vice president here in town. So it was a double whammy. Traffic's still bad. We got you covered every 6 minutes. The good news, the interstates are open. The vice president on his way. And President Trump, back aboard Air Force One, joins us on the Mark Arum Show. President Trump, thanks for joining us. How was your trip to the ATL, my friend?
It was wonderful. First, I would like to say you're welcome for the ratings that you're getting today with the extended traffic cover.
Absolutely, yes.
And I'm sorry about Trumpocalypse, is what they're calling it. They're telling me.
Looking outside here to get out of the station, it's backed up like I've never seen before. So we know you went to the fundraiser in Buckhead, President, and then you went to the Blacks for Trump rally downtown. But there was some time, some downtime in between. Did you do anything fun while you were in our fair city?
I did a lot of fun things today. We started off at the World of Coke. Who doesn't like Coke? I like Diet Coke. They had plenty there. Diet Coke from China. Some weird flavor. I don't know, but it was good. It was good. We went over to the Claremont. Some interesting choices there. We didn't stay long. Headed out to the Big Chicken. You know, I like fried chicken. I have a good chicken there. It's a KFC, but, you know, they have a big wow. Like, wow, look at that giant chicken. We need one of those in Washington, believe me. And, you know, wound up at Stone Mountain. I got to ask you, who are those people on the mountain?
The people on the mountain are tourists, but the people carved into the mountain are Confederate generals, leaders.
They got to go. They got to go. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. I know, you know, they don't look good up there. They don't look. I love the rock. It's big. It's beautiful. What's not to like, but weird.
President Trump joining us aboard Air Force One as he left downtown Atlanta, I guess around 5-ish, we saw you lift off the tarmac. Why, President Trump, did you not fly down with the vice president? Is it because of safety measures? You guys can't be on the same plane at the same time? How does that work?
Well, ostensibly, but he has a bit of a gas problem, and I don't like being near him. I got to tell you, not in a closed space. Closed space, no way.
Oh, well, I can relate, Vice President Pence. In fact, Mr. Erickson left me a little nugget before he left.
He did
here.
Indeed.
He left me a little nugget. Well, President Trump, I hope you enjoyed Atlanta. Thanks for messing up our traffic.
Don't get me started on that guy, Mark. Sorry.
He's not a never Trumper anymore, President. He's fully on board.
We'll see. We'll see. Hey, Mark, I love your show, though. Thank you for having me.
All right, President Trump aboard Air Force One. We were supposed to have some sort of airplane noise. Did we not have the air?
We forgot.
Yeah, we forgot about the... Hold on, President Trump. Open up the door to Air Force... Yeah, there we go. There's the airplane. All right, we're a little late on that. We're not really good at these. Appreciate it as always, Prez. Have a good one, buddy.
All right. Say hi to everybody. Bye-bye.
Right. MAGA. What's so funny, Tim Andrews is the best, by the way. It's
so good.
We are so tribal in our political beliefs. So back when President Obama was in office and he would come into Atlanta, conservatives would light their hair on fire. Why is this SOB coming to our city for a fundraiser, blocking our interstates, blah, blah, blah.
Jamming up traffic,
killing the economy. Why do I have to wait for this, blah, blah, blah. Kenyan son of a biscuit, blah. And then you fast forward to today, and it's the liberals calling the traffic center.
Oh, yeah.
This orange POS, why? I mean, it's so funny.
Yeah, I know.
It's so tribal.
It all depends on who's at the top.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, listen, it's traffic stinks. I get it. It's horrible no matter who is coming, whatever. But I think it's cool that we live in a city that warrants attention from whoever is sitting in the Oval Office, right? I mean, it's cool. Unless you're sitting on Peachtree right now.
Well, yeah.
It's cool that the president comes to our town. Like, yeah. Chuck, you're from Whitefish, Montana. I mean, Harry S. Truman might have been there once, right? But you're not getting any presidential visits.
No. And if they did, it would only jam up traffic for about 5 minutes.
I'm from Torrington, Connecticut. The governor of Connecticut won't even come to my town. The mayor of my town won't even live in my town. He got elected. He's like, I'm gonna move to Avon.
I'm gonna live over here.
Yeah, I want to move to a nicer part. So anyway, president is gone. The vice president is gone. So here's what I want to talk about. We're gonna have some fun with the president here. Obviously, that was not the real President Trump that called in. But if you had, and let's keep this civil. If you're not a fan of President Trump, don't call in unless you do it civilly. If you had President Trump comes to town and he calls you up and he says, "Hey, Deb Green, I got an hour to kill in Atlanta. Take me somewhere cool." Where do you take the president? You've got an hour with the president. You can take him anywhere in Metro Atlanta. Where do you take him?
Oh, gosh. My favorite concert hall. I mean, I know he's a fan of sports, so maybe the College Football Hall of Fame.
No, but this is about you. This is you showing the president a little slice of Atlanta that you love. What would you pick?
Okay, then we'll go to the Tabernacle and we'll watch a show.
Okay, so you're taking the president to the Tabby.
Yeah, we'll go to a Deftones concert or something.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm thinking food. I'm just trying to figure out where I would take him. Probably something old school, like the Silver Skillet on 14th Street.
It's got to be something exclusive to Atlanta, right?
Or Mary Max, or the Colonnade. So that's what if you have an hour, again, please be civil. We're just trying to have fun. Right. You're stuck in traffic. I don't want to start a civil war here. You have an hour with the president in Atlanta. He's got an hour to kill between the fundraiser and the speech, and he wants you to take him someplace cool. Where are you taking President Trump? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on to Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. Joy joins us on the show. Joy to the world. Welcome to the program. How are you, Joy?
It's Joyce.
Oh, Joyce. All right. I'm sorry.
No problem. So I work in the Cobb Galleria Towers. And so we got to watch the Air Force One come in and land, coming in right across the Battery. So that was very cool. And now it's taken me an hour and 20 minutes to get from the Cobb Galleria Towers to Windy Hill Road.
What? Cobb. Are you kidding me? On what road? What road are you on?
I left and I went on Cobb. I went up behind the mall.
Yeah.
It took me 40 minutes to get out from behind Cumberland Mall.
That's what's crazy. So they opened the interstate so long ago, but it's still, everyone's still jammed on the side streets.
I feel like at that point, you just stick around your office for an extra half an hour.
Well, that's like two sales ladies.
I really wish I could have.
Yeah, two sales ladies were walking out thinking at 5:30. They're like, "Oh, we waited long enough." And I showed them the backup and they were literally in tears like, "Oh my goodness." I'm like, just go across the street and
it was crazy.
Have a drink and some deviled eggs and chill out. Well, I'm so sorry, Joy, but that's a cool experience to see.
If I was going to take President Trump someplace that's iconic that people don't know very well, I would take him to Matthew's Cafeteria in Tucker, Georgia on Main Street.
Absolutely. That's great.
I grew up in Tucker and it's the best place to eat ever.
I think he would love it too. I think the president would dig Matthew's Cafeteria for sure. But that's a pretty cool thing to see Air Force One land. That's pretty cool. I'm kind of an aviation nerd. That'd be a cool thing to see. Debbie's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Debbie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm better than you folks stuck in traffic. I feel so bad for you.
Well, that's because I left at 3:45 right next door to you. And it took me 45 minutes to get to the Fox. So that's probably where I would I would probably take it to the Fox because I sat at that light because of people blocking intersections.
Oh, yeah, the Ponce intersection.
I sat through 9 lights.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Take the Prez to the Fox Theater, iconic landmark.
I got that rooftop deck there now.
Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't been up to the rooftop deck yet.
Did it just open this year, right?
Yeah, it did. But I did get my favorite story of all time at the Fox Theater was Maya, my girlfriend, and I went to see Hamilton. And at halftime, at intermission, I had to go to the bathroom really bad, but the line was around the block, and I couldn't hold it. It was one of those situations where
even for the men's room?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. So I was like, I'm going to have to miss the second half of the show. I'm going to walk out and go to the hotel across the street. I need privacy. Even if I waited in that line, I needed my own space. So I'm walking out, and the ticket guy's like, you know, if you walk out, if you leave, you're done. I'm like, yeah, I know. I got to go to the bathroom. And I walk out, and there's an Atlanta police officer there, and he recognized me. He goes, Mark Arum. I'm like, hey, sir, how are you? Thanks for your service, blah, blah. He goes, you're leaving? I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom, and the line's too long. He goes, follow me. Takes me in the back way of the Fox Theater, up to the third floor, this beautiful marbled private bathroom.
That's a good time to call in a cop favor.
It was, I didn't even ask for it. He was like, I got you. It was the greatest moment of my life. Truly. I got to use the private bathroom at the Fox. And I got back for the second act of Hamilton after halftime. You get an hour with the president in Atlanta. You want to take him somewhere fun. Where are you taking him? 404-872-0750 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Via the Piccadilly text line, our boss, the mighty Pete Spriggs, said things getting better leaving the station in Midtown, so hopefully traffic will get better as well. The president has left the town. Vice president's left the town. If you had an hour with the president to show him a cool area or thing in Atlanta, where would you take him and why? 404-872-0750. David joins us in Decatur. David, welcome to the show. Oh, we lost David right there. I'm so sorry, David. Pat's in Woodstock. Pat, welcome to the program.
Mark, I would take him right to the varsity.
Wow.
Right to the varsity.
He would absolutely love the varsity. That's a great thing.
A cross section of the city, and then I would take him to Mercedes-Benz and SunTrust Park, and those three things for sure.
Not to step on your toes, but I think, much like me, if you take the president to the varsity, the whole hour is being filled there. Much like me.
Oh, that's right.
That dude loves his fast food. So, yeah, imagine. I remember the first time I went to varsity. It was like, what is going on here? I don't think the president would go anywhere else. You take him to the varsity, and he's there for the full hour. President has left town, but if he was still in town and you had an hour to hang with him, where would you take him? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Mark Arum Show. He's one of the best.
Hall of Famer Johnny Bench. Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show. As Chris Chandler just said, it's 45 degrees on Peachtree Street. Only a 2 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter tonight. Live with you till 8 in the p.m. with the Bananas. Eric Erickson's going to join us to talk about Michael Bloomberg entering the presidential fray. Brittany from Access Atlanta. Sad news first, Chuck. We've been following this on the news with Chris Chandler that Clark Atlanta student.
Yeah, that's
was found murdered.
Yeah.
Her name was Alexis Crawford. So that's a developing situation. 2 suspects named by the authorities. So we'll continue to update that story as well. The president and vice president have left the city. They both came to our fair town and caused quite a mess traffic-wise. Traffic is starting to improve. But the question I have for you, if President Trump were coming to town and in between his fundraiser and his speech, he had an hour to kill and he calls you up and he says, hey, Jane or John Doe, I got an hour to do something fun in Atlanta. Take me somewhere. Where do you take the president if you have an hour? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. First, some breaking news, Jason Byers. In for Longoria.
Where is Hector?
Our Jimmy John's delivery was just delivered. Our order was just delivered. Randy just went up to get there. Poor Scott. Scotty B's been hanging out here for 40 extra minutes waiting for his food. There she is in the newsroom. Go get it, Scott. Go get your gargantuan, whatever you just ordered. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Shane joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Shane.
Hey, Mark. Great show.
Thank you, brother. What's going on?
All right. Well, first, I got to say, I'm not a fan of our current president, but I am a fan of Atlanta, so I would take him the same place I take anybody from out of state, family or friends that visit. I take him to Mary Max Tea Room.
You can't go wrong with Mary Max. It is phenomenal. I love that place. I don't get there often enough is the problem, because of my current schedule now, I can't do lunch anymore. The only two meals I can have are breakfast and dinner, because I'm asleep during the lunchtime. So I miss Mary Max at lunch. But, I mean, that's just classic Southern Atlanta good stuff right there.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you, bud.
Appreciate it,
Shane.
I gotta get back to Mary Max. Maybe we'll go after the show one. Have you been to Mary Max, Chuck?
No idea what you're talking about.
Mary Max Tea Room?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. It's a really good Southern. You'd like it.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you would like it.
Okay.
It's very, very cool.
Let's
go. The lady, I don't think, there used to be a lady that would walk around. She worked there. She wasn't.
Okay, just some random lady.
But she'd come up behind you and give you a shoulder massage.
What? I don't want random people touching me.
It was a really good shoulder massage.
I don't care.
It was a really good. So anyway, I don't think she's there anymore,
I hope
unfortunately.
Not.
Walter's in Noonan. Walter, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Hey, bud. Hey, man, not much. I got a place to take them.
All right.
I take them to the secret place.
Uh-oh.
The Red Phone Booth Speakeasy.
In Buckhead?
Yes.
I've never been there. I'm not cool enough to go to a place like that. What's the password to get in? Have you heard of that, Deb? There's like some...
Hey,
yes, I know what you're talking about.
Have you been there?
No, I've never wanted to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard about it, but I've never been cool enough to be invited to go to that place.
Well, see, my girlfriend and I, we found out about it, and we snuck over there, and we tried to get in, and we didn't know the passwords.
So what happened?
And so there's a dude standing out there, and he's just kind of looking around. I said, hey, you have the password to get in? He goes, you don't have the password. And I said, no. And he goes, all right, I tell you what you do. Just pick up that phone and sing any lyric of a Justin Bieber song.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, I looked at her and I said, I don't know any. We didn't know any. And all of a sudden, the door opened.
Oh.
And so we went in.
That's a test. So if you know a Bieber song, they're not going to let you in.
I didn't know one.
No, but that's they're determining your level of coolness. Like, oh, they don't know any Bieber songs. They're cool. I don't think Secret Service would put up with any of that. They're like, we're coming in, open the damn door. The president's out here. He wants a cocktail. He doesn't drink though. That's right.
Say,
he doesn't drink.
I'm sure they got mocktails.
Do you know what was, so they have this, I do this thing every morning, whatever the national day is. I know some people are sick of it, but like 2 days ago, it was National Harvey Wallbanger Day.
Yeah, what was that?
Have you ever had one?
No, like I've heard of it, but I looked up the recipe and it was like three parts vodka, one part orange juice, some other stuff. I don't know. Pull it up.
Sounds terrible.
But who's find this out. Who the heck is Harvey
Wallbanger?
How did he get a drink named after himself? Donald's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Donald.
Hey, Mark. Spondymus, man. It's right by the airport. It is a cross section of humanity.
Listen.
Everything comes in there.
Donald, I'm trying to keep that a secret. The wait's long enough already to get in that joint.
I've been going there since I was 18.
It is. I hate to even give it publicity on the radio because it's so amazing. But if you want like a low key seafood joint, have a drink, have a beer, and have some crab legs. Oh man, Spondymus is fantastic.
Any kind of person,
yeah,
from around the world, Mark.
Yeah,
it's the place.
Well, you just let our secret out, Donald. Now we're gonna have to wait another 30 minutes to get in. But the shark platter. When you get home, folks, Google Spondivitz, Spondivitz, shark platter. It is the most amazing collection of seafood you will see. And it's not, I mean, it's expensive because it's a platter. It's a massive thing, but it's not as much as you think. All right, coming back, where are you taking the president? You got an hour in Atlanta. Where are you taking him? Take him somewhere cool. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. What do you know? It's the Mark Arum Show. President's gone, VP's gone, traffic trying to get gone. Mark Arum with you till 8 in the p.m. If you had an hour with President Trump in Atlanta and you wanted to do something cool and fun, where would you take him? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Russ joins us in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I have to tell you what happened to me today because it has to do with you.
All right.
Okay. So I go in this place called International Pawn in Gainesville.
Oh, boy.
A gentleman named Don owns the place. And he says, can I help you? I said, yeah. This girl stole my guitar. I'm looking for a guitar. He said, you're Russ. You're Russ from Gainesville. I said, how do you know? He said, your voice. I could tell you're famous in here. I said, I am. He said, yeah. He said, get any guitar you want for half price.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, I got a new Fender acoustic electric. It's really nice for half price. And Benny had me sign this thing saying I was in there and everything. I thought, wow,
that's fantastic. All right, so here, I got, as the journalist in me wants to know, which of your many girlfriends stole your guitar? Do you know who it was?
No, I didn't know. There was like this little party on Halloween at the square, and I brought my guitar out, and this girl said, Halloween. Hey, can I play that, mister? I said, yeah, but I have to go get my girlfriend. I'll be back, and guess what? When I came back, she was gone.
All right, real quick, Russ, you're a party animal. You get an hour with President Trump in Atlanta. Where are you taking him to party?
Well, you know, the best thing we've got in this whole state is Stone Mountain. So that's where I would take
him. Not just back to your apartment?
Yeah, you're not going to take him back to
my apartment. And I've got a girl, too. I picked up Judy today. She's with me.
All right, so. Judy, put it on the calendar. Judy on November, what is it today? The 8th. November 8th is Judy. Yeah, if I were you, forget Stone Mountain. Take him back to your apartment, Russ, because it's always a good time.
Okay.
There's always lots of fun going on at Russ and Gainesville. So, all right, well, I'm glad Russ is getting his notoriety and his due. And congrats on the half-price guitar, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good weekend. Huckleberry joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Huckleberry.
Great show. Good stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Mark, I would take him. This is a little bit different. I would take him to the VA hospital with me.
Oh, the one on Claremont Road. Yeah.
Yeah. Good food.
Mm-hmm.
And my leg was amputated back in June. I haven't had anybody sign the paperwork necessary for me to get all my treatment.
Are you serious?
I take the boss man there and say, hey, have you signed this?
Like, what are you waiting on? What's holding it up?
Well, you know, I didn't go through the VA hospital. Mm-hmm. I went industry, you know, North Gwinnett Hospital and all that.
Yeah.
And the insurance, it's so difficult to get anybody to sign anything.
What is
I finally got my prosthetic. It took me 3 months to get it. It should have just taken 1 month.
Is there anything I can do to speed this process along?
Well, you know, Mark, everybody says I need to call you.
Oh, there you go. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. Low T, get his email, phone number, address, and all that stuff. And we'll get in touch with you, and we'll see what we can do for you, buddy.
I appreciate it, Mark.
No problem. Thank you for your service, man. Sorry you're having to go through all these hoops to get taken care of.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
All right, buddy. You too. Don't hang up, Huckleberry. By the way, Harvey Wallbanger. Who is Harvey Wallbanger, Deb Green?
Harvey Wallbanger was apparently a surfer out in California that frequented a bar, and the bartender that made the drink and named it after him, who was his friend.
And what do you know what's in it?
It's vodka, it's orange juice, and it's Galliano. That's what gives it that weird
the hell
taste.
Is Galliano?
It's like an herb liqueur. It's
an herb
it's
liqueur?
Yellow herbal
yeah.
liqueur.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very tasty.
All right, no thanks.
I've had worse.
Seth is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Seth, what's cooking?
How's it going, Mark?
Excellent. What's going on?
I got a couple of suggestions. First of all, since I know that he's a foodie, let's go with Bones up in Buckhead.
Oh, yeah, the old school.
That's a great steak. Probably
that's where business gets done.
Either that or chops.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think Bones is an older clientele. I think you'd appreciate that.
Yeah, but honestly, I think it would be more fun to take him to Krog just because it's a little bit of a younger crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, that would be interesting. He loves to be in the thick of it, and that would be about as thick as it can get.
Take him to the Krog Street Tunnel. That'd be fun. Hey, great call, Seth. Thank you, buddy. When we come back, more of your suggestions. You get an hour with the president in Atlanta. Where are you taking him? Plus, big political news. Eric Erickson breaks it down. Hang tight. It's the Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. I stand alone. I stand alone.
Welcome back to the show and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there at 707. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Most of my family here today. Deborah Green produces the show. Shlongoria left early, so Jason Byers is on the other side of the takeout window. Low T Chuck screens your calls. Did we get a reason why Longoria left early? He just peaced out of here.
I didn't ask him.
All right. He's Friday. Okay? Everything's all right?
I'm assuming.
All right. Good.
It was very well planned. I mean, he's here.
Yeah.
It wasn't last minute.
It wasn't last minute. Exactly right. We're going to get back to your calls in just a second. Talking about President Trump's visit today, it was a double whammy, really. The president and the vice president both coming into town. Traffic was a mess. That's just the way it goes, folks. They have left town. Traffic is starting to recover, but it took our sandwich delivery an hour and 50 minutes. I could literally army crawl in half that time from our place to
We could have walked up there and back
and back twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not that far. No. So that's how bad traffic was in Midtown Atlanta. But things are getting better. The question I have for you is: so the president was in Trump. President Trump was in town. The president was in
it's
Trump.
Friday. Yeah. It's okay.
The president Trump was in town. He flew into Dobbins, then went to a fundraiser in Buckhead, and then went to a speech in downtown Atlanta. So let's assume he had an hour to kill between then, and he called you up, you dear listener sitting in traffic, and said, hey, Jane or John Doe, I got an hour to kill in Atlanta. Let's do something cool. Where would you take the president and why? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Chuck, you taking him to the gun range? Where are you taking him?
That's the only thing I could come up with that didn't involve drinking.
Like, yeah, honestly, he doesn't drink. That's right.
That's probably what I would do. I'd take him to a gun range.
Jason Byers, you want to take him to Mahjong, your favorite Chinese restaurant? Where are you taking him?
Yeah, we could swing out to Snellville, and the president. Get some Chinese.
I think Russ's apartment is still the best answer.
That's
so
the
far.
Greatest. I'm still, that is still laughing he, about
he
would, that.
He wants, you know, get out of that D.C. bubble. You want to get out of the D.C. bubble? You go hang out in Russ's apartment.
You want to find out what's really going on
exactly
in America.
Right, exactly apartment. Right. So where would you take POTUS? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Michael's in Douglasville. Michael, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I have a very good place to take him, and I think a lot of people would agree with me. If you like a good gourmet dinner, mm-hmm. and a wonderful view of Atlanta, I would take him to the Western Sundial in Atlanta, take him to the top.
Can you believe I've never been there? Not once?
I took my fiance there for the first time, and she wants to go back. She loved it.
What is it, just the view, or is the food good too? Tell me about it, Michael.
Well, the food is outrageous. And as you're sitting there, the whole floor revolves around as you're eating.
That's pretty cool.
That's what's wonderful about it.
How about is it pricey? Is it going to set me back a pretty penny?
Well, I was looking at the menu and sirloin steak dinner with a baked potato, mm-hmm. and it was $52.
Oh my goodness! Do they bring the baked potato out in tin foil?
Oh yeah, they
all
do.
Right,
and
good,
I was
right.
looking at a chicken dinner too, and a chicken dinner was $54.
Oh, the chicken's more than the steak?
Yeah, it was. It was outrageous. All so right. We just got us a hamburger.
I'll have to have Erickson take me there because I can't afford those prices. Speaking of Erickson, let's do Erickson now. So the biggest political story today, Low T Chuck, Charles Thomas from The Revenant joins us. The biggest political news today was former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is going to run for the Democratic nomination. And this might not mean anything to you, but Bloomberg, before he was the mayor of New York City, gave the commencement speech at my college. He was the commencement speaker at Marist College in 1996, and I fell asleep during it. Not because his speech was bad, but I was exhausted. I stayed up the whole night before and didn't sleep. I was cleaning my apartment, so my parents and my grandparents wouldn't see me living in a hovel. So I slept through his speech. But I do have a connection to Bloomberg. So I wanted to ask Eric Erickson, our political insider. Eric, with the somewhat lackluster group of Democratic contenders right now, can Bloomberg make a dent in this race?
I'm not sure Bloomberg can make a dent in the race right now because we're so far gone. Remember, the Alabama filing deadline is coming up. It's the first state Democrats have to file in, and that's why he's rushing to get in there. He'll miss this debate. Everybody seems to say the field is lackluster, and yeah, it probably is, but just look at where Joe Biden is. He started at 28% in February. He's still at 28%.
What do you think was the main motivation for Bloomberg jumping in the race, Eric?
Honestly, I think that Bloomberg's main motivation for getting into the race is what happened in Virginia on Tuesday night. His anti-gun group spent a lot of money organizing the state. This has kind of flown under the radar in the national press, but they did spend a lot of money organizing the state. And he wants to use the skills that they used to organize there to try to make a play for the caucuses and the primaries. And he's got a lot of money to spend. But, you know, to get on the Democratic stage, you have to actually have a minimum number of donations. So he can't self-fund. He's got to also rely on other people as well. And he can organize a ground game, it looks like, with an anti-gun group in Virginia. But can he organize to raise money and to win caucuses? I'm not sure that he can. Consultants, I suspect, are going to make more money on this than they ever thought.
Eric Erickson joining us on the Mark Arum Show. Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, going to jump into the political fray. Eric, you're the Republican, the conservative Viking, but you have political insiders on both sides of the aisle. What's the reaction been from Democratic corners?
It's interesting. A lot of Democratic groups out there seem to be applauding him getting in. You got to remember that he's been a big donor to some of these groups. So there are some ties there. Some of Hillary Clinton's former staffers are now helping Bloomberg make this launch, particularly those who care about the gun issue. But, you know, my buddy Paul Begala on CNN made a very good point here that what lane does Bloomberg fill in this? We've already got a billionaire in the race on the Democratic side, and Bloomberg would look fantastic running against President Trump potentially from a Democratic perspective. But what lane does he fill? I don't know that there's one he fills other than competent billionaire for donors who aren't happy. And there aren't a lot of them compared to the number of voters who will vote in the Democratic primary.
Interesting. All right. What about the Republican reaction?
The Republican reaction has been very split here. They kind of like that Bloomberg is getting in because they think it hurts Biden and helps Warren. They don't think it helps Bloomberg. And to the extent that it may help Elizabeth Warren, it certainly plays to Republicans because most polling universally shows Elizabeth Warren does really badly against President Trump in swing states. Even as she does okay nationally in key swing states, she doesn't do well. I actually think that Bloomberg getting in hurts Warren because Biden nationally is still in the lead. And Bloomberg just takes away from the other people who had a shot at Biden.
Interesting. I always considered Bloomberg a moderate. Is he too moderate for the current Democratic Party?
I don't think you can say that Bloomberg is too moderate for the Democrats, in particular because his gun control policies, his health policies in New York, the money he's given. You know, he's never actually run as a Democrat. He's always run either as a Republican or an independent. He's never been elected as a Democrat, but he's definitely not a moderate these days. To the extent he's moderate on fiscal issues. And there are a lot of people who think that'll help him. I'm not so sure it will. Again, a lot of Democrats don't like Bloomberg, and most Republicans don't. Bloomberg was able to get two successful terms as mayor in New York, largely because he was able to write large checks to various politicians' charities and buy them off legally by doing that to advance his agenda. But there's not a lot of love for Bloomberg. Again, I think that the big winners here are going to be the consultants for him and Tom Steyer, and Bloomberg's not going
to
win.
Speaking of large checks, you can write large checks to Erickson at theresurgent.com.
Yes, get that part right.
Theresurgent.com. appreciate the political insight. I'm fascinated by Bloomberg. I think it's probably too late, Chuck, for him. But the dude's worth over $50 billion. He's got political bona fides, unlike Tom Steyer, whatever that guy.
Tom Steyer.
And, you know, Biden is gaffing his way. Warren and Bernie Sanders have their warts. No one really else. Pete Buttigieg is a strong candidate, but maybe too young. And he's got the issue, the elephant in the room. Are we ready for that? So I'm going to keep an eye on Bloomberg.
It's interesting. It is one hell of a wrench that I don't think a lot of people saw coming.
Yeah.
So trying to figure out where the chips fall.
Yeah.
Will be interesting. I just saw a tweet that said he's going to ignore Iowa and New Hampshire. And he's going right for Super Tuesday.
Yeah, South Carolina.
Yeah, which is big to ignore those first couple. But
well, listen, the political game has completely changed.
Oh, after 2016. Just wake up and it's a new cycle in the morning, and you never know what's going to happen.
Charles Thomas from the Resurgent chiming in
much
here on the Mark Arum Show. Daniel's in Braselton. Daniel, get an hour with President Trump in Atlanta. Where are you taking the fella?
I'm going to take him to the vortex.
Ooh, all right. The one
in
Little Five Points. All right, my friend. Now we're talking. Why do you take him to the vortex?
It's not a common place. You could
anything you eat there is not going to be something you can get anywhere else.
Get
even
him
the hamburger.
The Elvis burger with tater tots.
Well, he is a McDonald's fan, isn't he?
He is indeed. That's why I will always have a soft spot in my heart for the president, is if for this reason, if none, and any other reason. The dude gets buckets of KFC on Air Force One. Like, there's someone in his entourage. He lands. That's why he picked Dobbins.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had the president on earlier. Because Dobbins is close to the Big Chicken.
Right.
And he sent some Clark Barrow-type lackey out to go get the KFC bucket.
I guarantee it was probably waiting in the limo.
Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect. And you know, that dude's not waiting for the new Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, no.
President Trump is not having to wait 35
minutes.
He's
got a direct line.
Exactly right. The Chuck that is Colonel joins us on the show. How are you, Colonel Chuck? What's going on, buddy?
Good. Here's Marcus this.
Hey, you on speakerphone?
No. I will take it off. Hold on one sec.
All right.
What would I do? I would get Mark McKay and our friend Doug Turnbull, your old buddies.
Yeah.
And land at PDK.
Okay.
Pick up the president.
Okay.
And show him the skyline of Atlanta along with landing on top of Stone Mountain.
I don't. You cannot. I can tell you for sure. You cannot land a helicopter on top of Stone Mountain. In fact, this sounds like a fake story, Chuck, but it's not. You cannot, in a helicopter, Chuck, I've told this on the story, but it's been a while.
Okay.
You are not allowed to hover over the top of Stone Mountain, and you're not going to believe the reason why.
Okay.
The reason why is, on top of Stone Mountain, there are puddles, and in these deep puddles are an endangered species called Stone Mountain fairy shrimp. I swear to you, you can Google it.
Come on.
I swear to you, you can Google it.
Okay.
Stone Mountain fairy shrimp, they're an endangered species. And the worry is the whirling of the helicopter will blow up these puddles and you'll 86 an endangered species called the Stone Mountain fairy shrimp.
So there's like puddles. I'm assuming that the stone is just wore out.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly
puddles of water.
Right. Exactly right.
And there's shrimp in there.
Yeah. So if you can't buzz it, you certainly can't land on the top of Stone Mountain.
Wow. All right.
Even the president, even the most powerful man in the world, rendered mute. Rendered, he's castrated by the Stone Mountain fairy shrimp.
Stone Mountain fairy
You can't
shrimp.
Land on top of Stone Mizzle. More of your calls when we come back. Brittany from Access Atlanta joins us, and we got tickets to give away. We're going to play a little game called This or That. So much to come. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
43 chilly degrees on Peachtree Street. We're warm in the palatial WSB radio studios with you till 8 in the p.m. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Don't forget, folks, you can listen to the show at home via Amazon Alexa or the WSB radio app. Ann joins us in Dunwoody. Ann, welcome to the program, dear.
Thank you.
You have an hour with President Trump. Where are you going to take him?
The varsity.
Yes, the varsity. I would actually pay money to see that. To see the president who is
he's a good guy. He would be okay.
He is an expert in that realm of food, and I would like to see him dissect that menu and be like, you know, got to get the chili dog. I wish we had Tim Andrews back on. Got to get the chili dog. You know, and the frosted orange, the onion rings. Yeah, we could spend a full hour there. I don't go to the varsity enough.
You should.
I know.
When was the last
time
you went? You had it delivered here?
It's probably been like 3 months. Again, I can't go for breakfast, right?
Right.
I sleep during lunch. And dinner, if I try to go to the varsity before I come in here, I'll be late for my show. And then I'm too tired by the end of the show to go. So it has to be on the weekend. I got to do that on a weekend soon. Jim joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Mark. What's going on? You actually know my wife, Sheila, and work with her.
Oh, how is Sheila doing?
Well, very excellent. Well, thank you, sir. So I got an hour, right?
You got 1 hour with the president.
Might not be enough time, but we're totally going to the Claremont, sir.
That's what someone on Facebook said, too. I don't know. The Secret Service is going to have to, you know, inspect it first, and they might just turn around and say, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, President.
Well, it also might take them a week to sweep that place.
Very good. And I told Deb Green during the news break, I've actually have never stepped foot in the Claremont. That surprised you.
you've lived here long enough.
I know.
Someone, like when someone comes out of town, they'll be like, oh, I heard about the Claremont Lounge.
Nope. Hasn't happened. But I would, if the president wants to go, I'm going to take him. But I've never been there. Unbelievably. All right. Well, when we come back, more of your calls. Brittany from Access Atlanta will tell us about what's fun in the ATL this weekend. And we got tickets to give away on a game called This or That on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Zoe Saldana, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
He packed in the animals two by two. Ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight. I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, Shep and him. Tell me about that master plan. Oh, my Lord.
Welcome back to the show. 7:36, we'll call it. 43 degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum and pals with you till 8 in the p.m. Monday through Friday. And the podcast available 24/7 wherever you get your podcast stuff. Asking you, since the president was in town today for a fundraiser and a speech, if President Trump had an hour to kill between this fundraiser and the speech, and he called you up and said, hey, let's do something cool. I got an hour to kill. Where are you going to take me? Where would you take the president and why? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Joining us from Access Atlanta, our friend of the show, Brittany. Brittany Tannenbaum, excuse me. Brittany.
I almost heard the tan.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sleepy by the end of the week. It's Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta. You have an hour with President Trump. Where are you taking him in Atlanta? What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to take him to the Decatur Wine Festival, get him drunk, and then send him home.
Oh, he doesn't drink, though. He apparently doesn't drink, so we got to think of non-alcoholic suggestions. Is that going on this weekend, by the way, the Decatur Wine Festival?
It is. So the historic Old Courthouse Square is going to host the 15th annual Decatur Wine Fest, and they're going to have over 500 wines, music on the plaza, vendors from the best eateries around Decatur, and more. And get this, proceeds from the festival benefit the Decatur Art Alliance. General admission is going to be $45 for that. But if he's not going to drink, then maybe I'll just take him to Sesame Street Live at the Infinite Energy Arena.
Now we're talking. I heard about this morning, and I said to Ashley and Veronica in the traffic center, I'm like, hey, do you guys want to go to Sesame Street Live? And they're like, yes. Is it this weekend?
It is this weekend. So you can join Elmo, Big Bird, and all of the Sesame Street friends as they bring this Sesame Street Live sensory adventure show, which I feel like you would be uncle of the year if you took your nieces and nephews to. Tickets for that are going to be $20. So that is something to do if you have children.
I don't have kids, but I grew up on Sesame Street. I mean, that was my jam. Chuck, did they have Sesame Street in Montana?
We did have Sesame Street.
Yeah, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite character?
PBS was the only channel we got.
Who could you relate to the most on Sesame Street? What character?
Grover.
No, yeah. Deb, what character is he?
Just
Chuck. You're Oscar the Grouch, man.
I'm not Oscar.
You are so
right there, Oscar.
Aside from the trash can, you are Oscar the Grouch. I was a Snuffleupagus guy myself. I
forgot about Snuffleupagus.
Because he had the big nose like me. I'm like, all right, Snuffy's cool. I get down
with
Snuffy.
I think you're half Snuffleupagus, half Cookie Monster.
You're probably right on that. All right, so Sesame, all right, I might do that. Chuck is into beer, is there an Ackworth Beer and Wine Festival this weekend as well?
Correct. If you're not around Decatur, you can head to Ackworth. They're hosting the Ackworth Beer and Wine Fest, and you can basically taste over 100 craft beers or wine, if that's your jam, while enjoying some live music, great food, and tons of fun as well. Tickets for that are going to be $35. And then if you don't want to drink and you just want to maybe ride the Pink Pig, that is now open over at Macy's by Lennox.
The Pink Pig officially open for business. How about that?
Priscilla the Pink Pig.
One of the funniest moments in WSB radio history was during Clark's Christmas Kids, and Captain Herb was on with Clark, and he wanted to talk about the Pink Pig. He's like going to see the Pink Pig as a kid, except instead of saying Pink Pig, he said Pink Pony. He said, I love going to the Pink Pony as a kid.
And that's a different kind of show.
Yeah, different kind of show, exactly. All right, so a lot of fun stuff. Brittany from Access Atlanta, all the stuff's available on WSBTV.com. Where can we find you, Brittany Tannenbaum, on social media?
We are at Access ATL on Instagram. I'm at Britt Elise, and you can watch the full Access Atlanta show on our WSB Now app on Amazon, Roku, and Apple TV.
All right. Go enjoy your sushi, Britt. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
There you go. Britt on location from an undisclosed sushi joint joining us on the show there. I'm really want to go see Sesame Street live.
I've taken my nieces to see that. I'd love to borrow my brother's kids when they were younger to do stuff like that.
You wanted to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it would be look weird if me, Jason Byers, Chuck, and Longoria just show up at Sesame Street live.
They would not let us in.
You bring at least bring your daughter, Chuck.
Yeah, we have to bring some child.
Not let us in. You're absolutely right. Chris joins us in coming. Chris, you get an hour with the president. Where are you taking him?
Hey, Mark. Well, I only get an hour, but I guarantee he'll stay.
Okay.
But I would take him to a Georgia Bulldog kickoff, a football game. And we probably get, like, you know, excellent seats. And after he sees that, he's going to stay for a while, and he'll get the popular.
Well, he's going to the Alabama-LSU game tomorrow. Which is more attractive than the Georgia-Missouri game. But the Georgia-Missouri game, you can hear live on your Home of the Dogs. Jay Black, Angry Jay Black, WSB Sports Director, already setting up camp in the Classic City. I need a foodie, Chuck. I need a foodie to play this or that. So if you're a foodie and you want to play this or that, call now, 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750. I need a foodie, Chuck, to play this or that coming up in just a second. Connie joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Connie.
Hello. Well, if I only have an hour, I would take him, knowing his personality, to the one and only Cyclorama. I think he would truly enjoy it. It would be unique that he didn't.
A little history lesson, per se.
Yeah.
And now it's at the History Center, right?
Is that where it is now?
Yeah, it's now at the Atlanta History Center.
I haven't seen it since it moved.
Which is right down the street from the governor's mansion. So
you could go have lunch
with Governor Kemp, and then three of you can go to the Atlanta History Center and see the cyclorama. How about that?
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
I'll do that. I think I'd still prefer the varsity. Jacob's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Jacob.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show, buddy.
Okay, if I have an hour with President Trump, I take him and all Secret Service to Cheetah 3.
Cheetah 3?
Yeah.
Where is that? I know the regular Cheetah. Where's Cheetah 3?
I guess it's the regular Cheetah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Alluvia, the restaurant at Cheetah, by the way, is called Alluvia, I've been told.
I'm talking one on Spring Street.
Yeah, the legendary Cheetah. So I went.
Yeah, the legendary Cheetah.
I went there years ago. And with my buddy, Big Tony. Okay, so just imagine a buddy of mine named Big Tony. And he was a well-to-do chap. And we went in there. And I'd never been to this place before. I have no money. I'm just, you know, here with Big Tony. And the dude starts ordering food because he's Big Tony. And he gets, I've never seen a reaction like this in a shoe show place. He gets a bucket of strawberries and a bucket of whipped cream. And within 6 seconds, every dancer in that place was at our table because they wanted to eat the fresh strawberries and whipped cream. Dude knew what he was doing. I don't know how much that bucket of strawberries cost, probably like $6,000, but it worked. It got everyone there. All right, we got a contestant for this or that. It is Chuck in Milton. Chuck, I hope you're a foodie, my friend, because this is a food-related this or that.
Oh, hey, it's actually Chuck's wife. He has to drive the car.
He
handed me the phone.
So you guys are going to tag team this puppy, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so it's this or that with Chef Stephen Herman, who is the owner and chef at Arnett's Chop Shot in Brookhaven. So famous chef, great guy. I asked a bunch of this or that questions. You just have to guess what he answers, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's play this or that. This or that, Chef Stephen Herman from Arnett's Chop Shop. I asked the chef, Chuck's wife, if he wants hamburgers or hot dogs? Hamburgers or hot dogs? What does Chef Steven prefer? Hamburgers or hot dogs?
I'm going to say hamburgers.
Hamburgers, she says. Chef Steven, hamburgers or hot dogs?
Cheeseburger. There's just something that's a little bit more Americana and comforting me about a cheeseburger.
All right, there you go. You get the point. All right, next question, this or that. Chuck's wife answering the questions here. Brisket or pulled pork? Brisket or pulled pork? What did the chef prefer?
Ooh, I'm going to say brisket.
All right, Chef Steven, brisket or pulled pork?
Brisket. Jewish roots.
Nothing will ever beat our grandma's brisket.
Not that I don't love my pig, yeah. But definitely brisket.
All right. This or that continues. Drums or flats, Chuck's wife. I'm talking about like chicken wings, like the drumsticks or the wings, the flats. What does he prefer, the drums or the flats?
Flats.
Chef Steven, drums or flats?
Drums.
Oh.
I love flats. I wouldn't kick a chicken wing out of bed in either direction, yeah. But if I had a choice, I'd go drums.
I'm with you. I think there's more meat on the drum.
There is more meat.
All right, here we go. All right, let's move into the steak category, Chuck's wife. New York strip or filet mignon? What did Chef Steven pick? New York strip or filet mignon?
Well, I know the filet mignon is a more expensive cut, but I don't know.
And now available at Arby's, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Something says the New York strip is going to be the winner here.
All right, you say New York strip. Chef Steven, strip or filet?
New York strip.
Oh, good job.
More flavor, more texture, just a better steak all around.
All right, let's move to pizza, Chuck's wife. I asked Chef Steven if he prefers Chicago deep dish or New York style pizza. What do you think? Deep dish or New York style?
Well, I've had both in the city.
Ooh.
They're famous for. And I'm going to say New York style.
You say New York style. Chef Steven, deep dish or New York style?
New York style. Just is more of what I think of in pizza. I like deep dish, but not really my thing.
All right. I got a sweet tooth. Let's move to desserts. Chuck's wife. Creme brulee or tiramisu? Creme brulee or tiramisu? Mm-hmm.
Oh, tiramisu.
Chef Steven.
Tiramisu, because wow. At Valenza, we make the best tiramisu I've ever had.
There you go. I'm not a fan of tiramisu, by the way. So if you're ever going to buy me dessert, Chuck's wife, and you see me in a restaurant, don't send over the tiramisu. Send over the creme brulee. All right, let's move back to the world of meats. Duck or lamb? Duck or lamb? What does Chef Steven prefer?
I'm going to go with duck.
Chef Steven, duck or lamb?
I think probably duck.
Really?
Yeah. I love lamb, but I think the Francophile in me loves duck just a little bit more.
Those are my two favorite meats, by the way. That's why I chose them. All right, 5-1, you need this for the win, Chuck's wife. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Seafood now. Lobster or crab? Lobster or crab? This or that with Chef Steven from Arnett's Chop Shop.
I'm going to say crab.
All right. Here it is for all the marbles, Chef. Lobster or crab?
In the summer in New England, I want a lobster roll.
Gotcha.
I love crab. Would never order a crab cake.
Would never order crab cake. You didn't get that right, but you know what, Chuck's wife? I don't care. You won the prize.
Cool.
Yeah, Deb Green, what has Chuck's wife won?
Chuck's wife's going to go check out Journey and the Pretenders August 13th at Solaris Amphitheater at Lakewood.
How about that? You're not low-T Chuck's wife. You're a different Chuck's wife, right?
Oh, no, different Chuck's wife.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. I didn't want to make sure we had nothing in the family. All right, hang on the line. The other Chuck, Low T Chuck's, can get some information from you. This or that, thanks to Chef Stephen Herman from Arnett's Chop Shop. We got one segment to go. Where would you take the president? You got an hour with President Trump in the ATL. Where are you taking him? 404-872-0750. On Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum. On 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
Final segment of the Mark Arum Show. You get an hour with President Trump. Real quick, what you going to do with the fella? David's in Tucker. David, what are you going to do with POTUS?
Well, hopefully I can get a little conservationist going in his shed and take him to the Chattahoochee Nature Center for an hour.
Little bird watching. Little nature, get back to Nate. I like it. I like thinking outside the box. Thanks, David. Chuck's in Fairburn. Chuck, real quick, where are you taking the president?
To eat at Chuck's.
To who at who?
Eat at Chuck's. My house.
Oh, you bring him to your house. What are you serving? What's on the menu, Chuck?
Some pig's feet and greens.
All right.
Potato salad.
There you go. All right. I'll come for the potato salad. I can't dig on the pig's feet. Not going to happen. Robert's up on the Mark Arum Show. Robert, real quick, where are you taking the president?
I'll take him to my family's home, and the president and I will play a game of Monopoly, and I'll try to beat him, being the...
That he's the real estate magnate. Yeah, that'd actually be pretty fun to play Monopoly with Trump, see how he does it.
That'd be great.
That would be fun. That'd be a cool bit. I mean, he's not going to do it now as president, but if when he was running, like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon.
That would have been a great
bit. Erickson can steal that from me if you want. He can do
I'll
that.
I'll give you a post-credit.
Post it on the Resurgent.
Resurgent.
Mike's incoming. Mike, real quick, where are you taking the president, buddy?
Based on unproven accusations, I take him to Johnny Tataway.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you listen, everyone has fun at Johnny's Hideaway. It's just a good old time. Let's do start of the show before we get out of here.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Aaron?
All right, I'm going full Oprah here on Stars of the Show. Deb Green gets one. Chuck gets one. Jason Byers gets one. I get one. Everybody but Longoria gets one.
As long as you gave one to Deb, because that line about going taking him to Russ's.
Yeah, that you're right.
A killer line.
Give her two. Give her two then. Okay. Yeah, we all get one, but Deb gets two, taking the president to Russ's apartment. We'll continue the conversation throughout the weekend. I'm on social media, folks, all the time, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M, on Instagram and Facebook. On Facebook, it's Mark Arum WSB. Twitter, it's Mark Arum. You'll find me. Just find me. In the meantime, enjoy the traffic and go to sleep, little baby. She's long gone with
the red shoes on. Gonna guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.